Hello, and welcome back to Hip to Be a Square podcast, your place for things quilty and geeky. My name is Pam, because I don't always say that. And this is episode 311. I am recording on Friday, August 18th of 2017. So now that we've set ourselves properly in time and space, like good time lords, let us talk about what's been happening. So, last podcast, I was maybe a little down a bit. I'm feeling better. There have been down times. There have also been some times of me feeling pretty good, mostly because at work I really took charge and honestly took some people to task that needed to be taken to task. So that helped. But I am feeling slightly more in control of things and in other areas, just more accepting of like, well, this is what it is. And maybe I am a lobster being slowly boiled, but I am aware of the temperature, and that's all I can do right now. So, going on in my world, we are getting a new roof put on our house. So in exciting news, that will be a convenient excuse for me to not go into the office, because I want to be here to make sure that none of the animals are freaking out at all the nailing and hammering and everything going on. You know, that's not why we're getting the roof replaced, though. It's a pretty expensive thing to do just to not have to go to the office. The roof on the house is about 20 years old, and there's some wind damage on it. So that's happening in the next couple weeks. Jet had his checkup, and he is unfortunately showing signs of early kidney issues. So no problems yet. Everything's in the normal level in terms of like all the blood work they had done. But the trend, you know, still a normal range, but the trend is showing that he is going that way, which is unfortunate. What's just as unfortunate is the fact that he doesn't like the kidney supplement treats they gave us to give him. Now, Morelli eats them just fine. Ask me how I know that. But Jet does not. So I need to call them and ask them some tips for getting him to take those. And maybe I talked about this on the last episode. But anyway, as follow-up to his annual, they wanted to do a dental cleaning and take care of some of the teeth in his mouth that just looked like they were troublesome. So what we learned is he had a broken tooth, one of his bottom canines, so the really pointy ones in the front of his jaw. One of those was broken, and it essentially just sort of came off when they touched it, which is mildly horrifying. And then he had three or four other teeth that had already been resorbed. So cats are weird. Their gums will kind of take back teeth. Like, oh, this tooth is diseased and we shall just absorb it back into the body. I think they are the only animal that does this, and it's kind of creepy. Also apparently really painful. And, you know, cats are very good at hiding pain. So Jet had never really given any indication to us. You know, he had lost a little bit of weight, but it was only a couple ounces, and honestly the vet had told us like, oh, it'd be good if he lost a couple ounces, he's a little heavy. So just like Morelli last year, it looks like his weight loss was tied to tooth issues. So yesterday he went in for his dental to extract the ones that were being troublesome, and he's now left with like four teeth on the bottom, and they think, well, he'll probably only eat wet food for the rest of his life, however long that is. And we knew when we adopted him that he might have some longer term issues that, you know, weren't immediately obvious just because of the trouble that his mom had while she was pregnant. That's the reason his eyes jacked up. That's why he sneezes giant boogers, you know, all that good stuff. So he's kind of high right now. I think he's laying in the middle of the living room, like staring at his catnip banana. Before that, he was fully energetic and frolicking aggressively, frankly. So he's feeling fine. He's just taking a nap right now. He's on pain meds for a couple days, and then he goes back for a recheck next Friday. But yeah, I think Nina will probably end up the same. Last year when they did her dental extraction, they're like, yeah, sometimes with this we take out all the teeth and just be done with it, so they're not in any more pain. So Nina will probably be the second resident of the Pants Freesia home for toothless cats. And it's fine because it's not a problem to just feed them wet food twice a day. And we can still leave dry food out, just no one may be partaking of it. And gosh darn it, just when I figured out stupid pantry subscription on Amazon Prime. But oh well. By the way, I did try to do Amazon Prime subscription service for the canned food. And the last delivery they did of both the dog and the cat food, they did not package it well. They put it in a box that was way too big, and so it bounced around, and half the cans were dented. And some were dented to the point that they were open, which is never good, because then bacteria is getting in there, growing in the food, and that would make the cat sick. So I sent most of that back and told Amazon, no thank you, and I canceled the subscription for the canned food. So there you go. Can't recommend Amazon for that. Let's see. House, cats, family. School's been back. We're on our end of our third week now. Everything seems okay. We had one touchy moment this week. I was not home Wednesday. I had my quilting bee. Apparently my daughter had just a ton of math homework, and we let her stay up late to work on it. So she stayed up an extra 30 minutes. And I was seriously thinking, like, I don't know if she can handle this math class. She's feeling better, so we're just keeping an eye on that situation. And here's some fun news. The school has a new learning management system, which is like the website we log into to check grades and stay on top of assignments and stuff. And there's also a built-in email system in there. And so that's how teachers communicate with parents and students, etc. So the band teacher for my son, because my daughter's in chorus, he put out this info like, oh, hey, everyone going to this high school, because our middle school feeds two different high schools. So this high school is going to do a European musical education trip in 2019. And they're going to go to Prague, and they're going to go to Salzburg, and they're going to go to Munich. Like, sounds fabulous. 9 days total. Sounds like a great opportunity. My son would be a freshman in high school at that point, and it would be over the spring break. And then you scroll down and see the price tag, and it's $4,000. And they want everyone to sign up by the end of this month so they can slowly start extracting money from you to pay for it. Because $4,000, if you don't know, that's quite a bit of money. That is, I could buy 4 roofs for my house. No, I couldn't. I could buy half a roof for my house with that. Sorry, got my scale off there. Yeah, so $4,000. And if he was super into it, then we would do what it takes to get him there. But he said, his words were, I don't want to go because you'll just make me work a lot to pay for it, which that's more upsetting than like hearing that it's $4,000. Cause I'm like, why are you so lazy? So we're working through that issue. What's been hilarious about this whole thing is that the band instructor sent this note to all the kids in eighth grade band, as well as their parents that are on the platform as well. And so the kids are all responding to this email. I don't know if they know that all the parents can see what they're writing. And there's nothing obscene or weird. It's just, you know, 13-year-olds use a language that is foreign to those of us in our 40s. And like, I Googled some things and that was not helpful. Like, what does this mean? And I would ask my son, and even he would say, like, I don't know what that means. So, and a couple kids, you know, a lot of the kids are like, it's going to be so awesome. And then a couple of kids are like, yeah, I don't think we can afford that. And I am glad to see that as well. And I kind of want to do a gut check with the other parents. Like, this feels like a lot. And I get that it's like full tour and includes airfare and all that stuff. And I was talking to a friend of mine that's traveled quite a bit more than I have. And she's like, yeah, $4,000. Like, they should be staying in youth hostels and stuff and not like at the Ritz. So it should not be more than $1,000. But I get where, you know, you're paying for the tour guides and all that stuff. But like, I don't think we will be affording that unless my son has a rapid change of heart here. Gosh, in the next 10 days, because that's how long we have to sign up and put a deposit down. And they'll just slowly leak money out of your checking account, like $200 a month to pay for this. And I get it. And they're like, oh, and you can also like hit your family members up to contribute to, which, yeah, okay, would be great for any birthday monies or you need a Christmas gift idea or whatever. But like, my son is just not, enthusiastic about it. And it's freshman year. Like, come on, save that stuff for senior year when it's kind of a big deal. So not for freshman year, I think. Anyway, $4,000, guys. I about fell out of my chair. And that was after having just written a whole pantload of checks for the beginning of the school year, where like the school fundraiser times two and the chorus fee and the band fee and locker fees. Like I had wrote more checks in that first week than I have written all year. And so I was kind of over the whole like, stop asking me for money. Okay, I got all that out of the way. Let's talk through a little bit of feedback and what I've been sewing, and then we'll wrap up with some book reviews as normal. Oh, because I had another unfortunate library pileup where I did not manage my hold strategy appropriately and ended up with like 4 books checked out at the same time and 1 ebook virtually checked out to me, and they're all due like within 2 weeks. So I've been reading a lot. on the last podcast, 310, that was just me. Thank you, Judy. For your comment. So Judy was generally sympathizing with the whole process of going through the list of items for my parents' will. And my mom said that she added more stuff to the list that we need to consider, but and it's smaller things. So it's Grandma Eddie was big into like trinket boxes, and lots of times she would get them and they would come in a set, and she would give me one and she would keep one, or she'd give another one to another grandchild. And so some of us already have some of those, and they're small enough that it's like, okay, we don't need to have a big family row about this. So I'm kind of waiting to see what else got added to that list. Okay. So Sunday Stash 2 weeks ago, I had logged the 2 pillowcases that I had made to donate. Those go to Ryan's Case for Smiles, or childhood kids in the hospital, basically. And then I had finished the final quilt from the leftovers of Sparkling Gems, and I called it Sparkling Pinwheels. So that one got done, and then I did eventually post pictures of that this week, so we'll talk more about that when I get to that. No comments on Sunday Stash, that's cool, but my total used year-to-date at that point was $194.50, and then I forgot to do Sunday Stash this week. I thought of it Sunday at 10:30, right as I was going to bed, and thought, I'm not getting up and writing that up, and I'll just do it Monday, and then I forgot, and then it slowly just slipped into Wednesday, and I thought, I'll just skip a week. So I think I'm over total used 200 by now, because I did finish some things last week. Alrighty, so that brought us to Whoops Day, because, you know, I forgot to post it on Wednesday. Posted it on Thursday, and I wasn't feeling well, because last week I had one of those dandy migraines that you know were the real ones, because they last multiple days, and they're not timed to hormones, which is when my migraines normally hit. But it came on Saturday, felt a little better Sunday, came back Monday, took the good pill. Tuesday felt great. Wednesday, it was back. And so I was just like, I feel gross and I'm not doing this. And I just decided, like, I am not going to work for my third day because I can't drive. Bright lights hurt. I felt like I was going to vomit. So anyway, I did not do my 3 days a week in the office last week. And as far as I know, there was no apocalyptic repercussions. So there you go. But I did manage finally last week, after the migraine finally cleared up, to get a couple more tops finished. So I have a pileup of like 4 or 5 quilts ready to be quilted. I have one made from a mix of 3.5 and 5 inch squares sewn into 9 inch finished blocks. And that's got a lot of oranges and some blues and browns. And then I have another one that is using some leftover gray pinwheels from another project from 2013, I think, and paired with some offset blocks. It looks similar layout to Sparkling Pinwheels. So those two tops are done, and I've got backs done, and those are ready to go. I have another smaller top made from the leftovers of my Madras quilt, which, if you recall, was aggressively cheerful in color selection. That's three. And I still have Dresden Garden that needs to be sandwiched. I'm going to knock out some of these other ones first because they're all going to be donations quilt at the August meeting for the Guild, which is at the end of the month. So I'm going to get those put together so I can take them in and donate them. So thank you, Judy and Sandy and Samantha, for your comments there. Migraine's not cool. I think we can all agree on that. All right. Well, that brings us to episode 223 of The Stitch. And here's a fun story about search engine optimization, I think. So I've been reading up a bit. So our subscriber base over on YouTube has been growing, pretty decently. And then every once in a while we'll get a jump and it's like, oh, we must have been a recommended video on someone else's stream because we're getting better at tagging, keywords, etc. So our episodes on YouTube used to be named The Stitch TV Show episode 223 or 224 or whatever. And in fact, I think this is 224. Oops, I got this one misnamed. Whoopsies, because 223 was sponsored by Ink and Arrow and 224 was sponsored by the Precut Store, aka Krista Watson and her fun husband. So I went in and renamed all of our talk show episodes with just the episode number and the two topics that we talked about. So 224 is named 224: free motion quilting on a domestic machine, and the cost benefit of precuts or the value of precuts or whatever. But anyway, the free motion quilting on a domestic machine was a requested topic for us, and that was the bulk of the episode because we got done filming that, and Lynn's husband, who was our sound engineer, we got done with the topic and cut to the little break. And he just looked at it. He's like, I can't believe you guys talked about that for so long. Like, you talked about that for 40 minutes. Like, yeah, well, there's a lot to cover. So anyway, having that phrase, free motion quilting on a domestic machine, in the freaking episode title, like, our subscriber numbers went bananas. Now, I have not looked at analytics from YouTube. They didn't catch up to real time at the time that I was checking them on Friday, but we gained like 100 subscribers just over the weekend once that episode was posted. So I think it was a combination of changing all the titles, and again, that was all the episodes, not just that one. And also, because Krista sponsored that episode, she is very good about sharing and promoting. So thank you, Krista. And I know she shared that episode in a couple groups. So it was bananas, and the subscriber list keeps going up. So hooray, awesome. I guess now we just need to keep it up. And so we've talked a little bit about do we want to just do one episode per show and do them more frequently? To which I said, that's cool, but I'm going to need all those at one go so I can just spend 2 hours on one weekend typing up show notes and tagging everything, because that's my job to do. Like, I'm the one that puts all the posts together and writes up the notes and does all the links and all that stuff. And like, I can't sustain doing that every week. I need to just get it all done in one go. So that may be in consideration for the future. We're just starting season 3. We record tomorrow, our first two episodes of season 3. And we're not changing things too wildly. We're going to tighten up like our little spiel at the front and the end so it's not quite so long. Oh, well. But other than that, we're going to stick two episodes. I think we are changing out the end credits a bit, so we've got more of an end screen than just the little credit. If you watch all the way to the end, the logo should kind of shrink down, and then we've got the recommended next to watch and, subscribe and all that good stuff that YouTube lets you put in there. So a couple tweaks that way. Nothing wildly different. But yeah, that whole free motion quilting on a domestic machine is like a super hot topic. And by the way, like a lot of stuff can go wrong. As we discussed, it could be your thread, could be your needle, could be your tension, could be your bobbin, could be your batting, could be your fabric. It could be anything. Hoo boy. So, there was a lot to talk about. And so Lynn's like, what should we talk about for filming on Saturday? And I'm like, well, you're going to talk about long arm quilting because I am tired of talking. So I just kind of get to show up for that one and add some color commentary based on my limited experience on a long arm. And a lot of the tips are the same, like, oh, my tension's weird. What could be wrong? Check your needle, check your thread, check your tension, all that good stuff. Oy, so, I need to go check Google Analytics and decipher the mystery. Alrighty. So then, like I mentioned, I had skipped Sunday Stash just because I'm a slacker, I guess. But I did post a picture of the sparkling pinwheels. And I love this one because it's so colorful. And of course, me being me, I put them in rainbow layout. I can't not do that. Like, it's a compulsion. So... I do like that quilt, and that's going to get donated in a couple weeks. And I had also been working on the sample that I was making as part of Krista's blog hop for her new book that came out, Piece and Quilt with Precuts. So it's a great book. I highly recommend everyone get it, especially if you A, love pre-cuts and always are looking for ideas on what to do with them, and B, hate the whole, like, how should I quilt this? Because she tells you exactly how to quilt that. So I have one of the later patterns where it's a mix of quilting designs. And I will be blogging about that over on the Stitch TV show blog. I think my assigned date is August 28th. But I did show a little sneak peek of some of the motifs that I was doing. Packed flowers, or bumpy flowers, as I call them. And I will say, when I signed up for that particular pattern, it was because I liked the pattern for the piecing. And I was like, well, I could do any of the quilt designs. That didn't shake me. And then I realized, like, oh, shoot, I signed myself up for, like, double pebbles. Dang it. You guys know how I feel about pebbles. So that took a while. But... it does look good. So don't listen to me. Listen to Krista. So thank you, Krista, for your comment. And go me signing up to do freaking double pebbles. All right. So if you didn't catch it yet, our latest celebrity interview, actually, we snuck it out early yesterday. It was with Patience Griffin, who I have been reading her books here. She has the Kilts and Quilts series of fiction novels. And it was a super fun interview, and I forgot how fun it was until I was watching it back to, again, type up show notes and stuff. But she's awesome. And she's a nuclear engineer, so you know I love it when there's an engineer background person that then like goes into creative stuff, because they always look at things very differently. So that was a fun interview if you haven't seen it yet over on the YouTubes. Alrighty, so things that I finished last week. I did finish my sample for Krista's quilt. I'm gonna hold off showing pictures of that until my designated day on the 28th. I think I finished something else, but now I can't remember what it was. Meh, it'll come to me. I think maybe Krista's quilt was the only one that I did finish, and I've got the pileup of the other ones that I need to work on this weekend. However, between filming and going to a local quilt shop to celebrate their birthday Saturday, I think I have a ton of time to do quilting Saturday. I will hopefully get to finish at least one of these quilts in the pileup Sunday. That's my hope. I want to get some stuff sandwiched tonight, so I'm poised to finish it. Yeah, and then I've got to get on to some more piecing. I'm doing a new sample for No Regerts, which is the... oh, other exciting news. Okay, so new sample for No Regerts, and that was the pattern that was originally published in Make Modern. I'm freshening up the color palette a bit, so there's a little more contrast in some of the fabrics. And I am using pre-fused laser cut applique. Sneak peek for you guys. We are going to start selling those kits sometime in the next few weeks once we get all the stuff settled and the pattern ready to go. So I got to finish that up this week too. Very exciting. And that's just the first of several design ideas that we have for pre-fused laser cut applique. And this week, this is the thing that really just made me feel great this week. And I mean that not facetiously. So way back in April, if you remember me, or March and April, if you remember me podcasting about, I had submitted to this magazine and I didn't know if I would get in. And then they said, yes, absolutely. We'd love your quilt pattern. Please have it to us in 2 weeks. And that was, I got that. I think I got that email. Maybe they asked for like a month. I got that email in mid-March. The very next week, I went to Las Vegas for a week for the work conference. And then I had a week at home. And then the week after that was when we went on our disastrous family vacation / cruise. And so I knew that I only had that week in between Vegas and the cruise to get the top done. And holy crap, how was I going to get it quilted? And then Lynn kindly said that she would quilt it for me. And then I had to get it in the mail like the Tuesday after we got back from our cruise. So I like came back from the horrible cruise, got it bound, and then shipped it off. So that finally came out. Hooray! It is my quilt, Islands in the Stream, is in the September-October issue of Modern Patchwork. Nope, not on the cover. I posted pictures of it on Instagram and shared them on Facebook. And this is my Mike Wazowski moment. So Mike Wazowski is a character from the Pixar movie Monsters, Inc. And he and the other monster, Sully, are kind of covered in this cover story for a magazine about how, you know, Monsters, Inc. is like back in the black. Except Mike Wazowski's face on the photo is covered by a barcode. And he's still so excited, like, I'm on the cover of a magazine. And the reason I say it's my Mike Wazowski moment, because when you look at the website for the September-October issue of Modern Patchwork and they credit all the contributors and pattern designers and they list like 7 illustrious modern quilters and then last bullet, and more. I'm the and more. So I'm like totally famous, guys. And I haven't even seen it yet. They are sending me a copy of the magazine that will hopefully be here in the next couple days, and I will find, I don't even know if they changed the title of it. Like, maybe they called it something different. I don't know. So, hooray. And it was just ridiculous. Like, I was just laughing so hard. I'm the and more. And then, of course, you know, you got to stay grounded. So I got to pick a turd up off the floor the next day from one of the animals. So, you know, I'm still keeping it real, guys. Just fear not. It's all this fame is not going to my head. So that's my exciting news. All right. Let's talk about books real quick. And then I got to wrap it up and head to a doctor's appointment. So I have finished books 2 and 3 of The Raven Cycle by Maggie Stiefvater. I'm probably butchering her last name. Apologies. So the second one is The Dream Thieves. The third one is Blue Lily, Lily Blue. I'm digging the series. I will say it's one of those series where they are still world building as you go through the series. So not everything was truly explained in the first book. And that's cool. It's nice to see that unfold. Then on the other hand, you're in book 3 and you're like, why the heck don't I understand what's going on here? So you got to approach this series with an open mind. Now, I will say, you know, it's YA. It's a nice story that's not heavy on romance or anything. It's a lot more about friendship with a whole lot of weird mystic stuff thrown in. So if you have a young person in your life or, you know, even a middle-aged lady that reads whatever the heck she wants... I would check out the series. Maybe have a glass of wine with it, because sometimes you might need that little extra ability to just let it wash over you. So I also finished the fourth book in Patience Griffin's Kilts and Quilts book, The Accidental Scott. You know, I'm still enjoying the series. I gotta admit, I'm intrigued because Lynn had fully admitted to like crying a lot in these books. And she said it wasn't in the first book, which is where I would think that would happen. And there's not been a lot of catastrophic things here in books 2, 3, and 4. So I got to think that the big thing that Lynn cried about is coming up in book 5 or 6. But again, enjoying that series, just a slight bit of tension, only because, you know, contemporary romance, there has to be some way in which the people can't just like get together and be happy on an even keel. But definitely an enjoyable read for all the books in that series. Okay. I also, so I watched Castle with Nathan Fillion, when it was on TV. And so they did this kind of fake companion novel series by the fictional author Richard Castle. And the final book in that series was released, I think, maybe last year. And it was called Heatstorm. And so it's kind of the bringing together of the Derek Storm fictional series and the Nikki Heat fictional series. And they kind of put final resolution on the whole mystery of what Nikki Heat's been dealing with like the death of her mother, et cetera. Anyway, so decent enough, you know, as a wrap up to that series, like, okay, I can put a cork in this now. Because I'm done. Or a fork in it. I would put a cork in it if I stopped talking about it, I guess. Anyway. So, it's true crime, but when you are hyper aware of the fact that it's a tie-in to a fictional TV show, that does sometimes take you out of the story. Because there's like tongue-in-cheek references to that, which would be enjoyable if it wasn't like, well, I'm super sad that series got canceled. So, a decent read if you've been familiar with that TV show and that fiction series. Okay, final book that I read was the 10th book in the Mercy Thompson series, Silence Fallen. I didn't enjoy this one as much as the others. So the premise here is Mercy Thompson is a shapeshifter who is involved with a pack of werewolves. So she doesn't shift into wolf form. And I don't felt like this progressed the story much. It was kind of like, oh, Mercy got kidnapped and here's how she got rescued. And the author does a lot with like weird time shifts where she's telling the story from two different viewpoints, but at different rates of speed, which can be a little confusing. And I don't know that it added much to the story to tell it in that way. So, you know, I appreciate another episode or another, you know, episode, book, whatever, in the book series. To me, it didn't feel like it advanced the story as much. It was kind of like, oh gosh, there's people that want power. What a shock. Like, and it was just kind of the people you would expect. So I don't know. I didn't feel like it lived up to some of the previous ones. And I'm kind of curious, like, exactly how long is this series going to go? Because she's on book 10. There's a book 11 planned. And I don't know, is that the last one? Is that it? Is there a big grand wrap-up plan? I'm not sure. But, I mean, if you like the other ones in the series, yeah, definitely read it. But I would not expect to get much out of it in that way. All right. I got to wrap it up because I got to head out to my doctor's appointment. Thank you guys for listening. Please do consider popping onto iTunes and giving me the old 5-star rating if you feel it's worth that. If you don't feel it's worth that, then, you know, don't. Don't give any rating. How about that? Like, mind your beeswax. So, I will be back in 2 weeks, hopefully with more glamorous stories about roof repair and commuting, you know, all the stuff you guys come for. And hopefully with a little more detail and info about some of the upcoming things we've got going on for The Stitch. And I will talk to you all soon. Quilt long and prosper. The opening music is a theme from The Stitch by Big Think Productions, courtesy of Ed and Eddie, LLC. To find out more about the podcast and listen to archived episodes, visit the website at www.hiptobeasquarepodcast.com. You can contact me, Pam, by emailing info@hiptobeasquarepodcast.com, leaving a comment on the website, or by following me on Twitter at PantsFreesia. You can also find me on Pinterest, Instagram, and Flickr as PantsFreesia. Watch my show, The Stitch, online at www.thestitchtvshow.com, and follow the show on Facebook, Google+, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest @TheStitchTV Show. Don't forget, it's hip to be a square.